Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now, hopefully, we've got Richard on the line.
Hello, Richard.
We have.
Hooray!
Hey, this is third time lucky, I think, wasn't it?
It certainly is, yes. Sorry about that. We had a bit of a technical issue earlier on. Now we've got that sorted. Right, now, Richard, you are organising, in fact, the driving force behind the Great White Bite.
Yeah, well, we're back after last year's scorching opening, where it was... the sun not only shone, but I think it almost cooked some of the food.
I think it probably did. Have you got any hair left? Have you pulled it all out?
No, but I did get a very good tan, and also lost a decent amount of weight.
Right.
Which going to a food festival is normally what you don't do.
It's the opposite.
Because there's so many lovely things to eat and indulge and taste and try. You normally roll home a few pounds heavier. But no, we're all gearing up for the 7th and 8th of September,
week of
first time. Oh, yes. Yes, it's not this weekend, but next weekend. Yes, indeed.
It is indeed, yep. So,
you've got the chef's den tent, haven't you?
You've got the chef's stage.
Den tent,
so
yes.
So we've got lots of things going on. So on the chef's stage, we have the Royal Hotel, Matt Egan from House. We've got Mark Wyatt, Seaview Hotel.
Yeah.
Then we've got Catch, the Hambra, True Food, Smoking Lobster, Harvey Brown's. But each lunchtime this year, we're supporting the Isle of Wight Food Bank.
Yes.
So we're asking people to, when they turn up, bring a tin or a bit of spaghetti in their top pocket. drop something off to help people who aren't as well off. But every lunchtime we'll be having an Isle of Wight Food Bank challenge with Chris Bavin and our recently signed celebrity Valentine Warner. We'll be asking them to cook for a mystery box of usual ingredients that you would get.
A bit like Ready Steady Cook.
A bit like Ready Steady Cook on a budget.
Yeah.
But better.
These people, it's a top-up shop. A lot of people who go to the food bank are perhaps embarrassed about being in that situation, and we want to talk about that. We want to try and find ways of helping, raising some money, and also some awareness.
Brilliant idea. And you've got some kids being taught how to cook various things, like a spaghetti carbonara and stuff.
We have spaghetti carbonara. We've got a strawberry cheesecake. We have a chicken katsu fakeaway curry from Chris Bavin's one of his cookbooks. So last year was one of my, brilliant seeing lots of little ones donning their chef's white. some were tall enough to reach onto the cooking bench. Others needed a little step up, but they had great fun.
That's good.
And it's really good to inspire, I think, children, teach them a little bit about the importance of cooking and ingredients. And,
yes.
What goes in, and obviously at some point in our lives we're all gonna have to open a tin or perhaps do something a little bit more
elaborate,
indulgent. Cooking is important. We've got to feed ourselves.
Absolutely.
So you've got lots of local producers there as well, haven't you?
We have. We've got lots of local producers. In terms of the lineup food, I was talking through that. I mean the two main ones. We've got some pop-up restaurants. One is House, where they'll be cooking a range of dishes over fire.
Yeah.
And then Bri, which has been a very successful pop-up the last few weeks over at Nunwell Farm, and the girls Holly and Fran, I think, are joining us as well.
All right.
Where they use all their own beef and all their own pork and all their own chicken. So they've got a big barbecue section called Bri. Bri is a South African word for barbecue.
All right.
Okay.
Fascinating.
But yeah, we've got a huge amount of food stands. I'm just needing to refresh my names. Who have we got? Obviously, we've got some of the usual suspects: Mermaid Gins and
Barnacle
Brothers.
Yeah.
Cowborne Classics, Garlic Farm. We've got Thirsty Bay. Who else? We've got White Smoke, White Knuckle, White Crystal.
Good Lord.
We've got probably 65, 70 stands.
So you're covering the whole of Cowes, are you?
Yeah, the Harbour Kitchen, Prickly Pear, which is just launched at Cowes High Street there in Mexican, inspired food.
So you're going to spread out beyond Northwood House, then, are you, all into the sea?
Well, of course. So in terms of what's coming coming at the end of the rod, what have we got? We've got sea bass, mussels, oysters,
ooh,
lobster, crayfish, Nordic smoked flamlack. Flamlack. Get a plank of wood, Maggie.
Yeah.
Stick it in some water for an hour or so.
Okay.
And nail a massive piece of salmon to it. Cut it in half.
Yeah.
And then you brush it with herbs and keep sort of basting it. So again, you know, some lovely theatre.
Cooking.
And they'll be doing some of this lovely salmon inspired and infused with mermaid gin, I believe.
Of course.
Okay.
So we're doing that. And then, yeah, we've got crispy duck and lots of different meat. We've got Caribbean, Pan-Asian, street food dishes, paella.
There's not much going on then.
No,
so this is on 2 days up at Northwood House, and you've got other entertainment as well, haven't you?
So we've got live music. We're just finalising all of our bands across the weekend, but music starts at 10 o'clock, 10:30, and we finish with an Elton John tribute on Saturday night.
All right.
We've also got a masterclass stage where we're going to be. For sort of smaller producers and some drinks experts will be standing up and doing wine tastings, and that will be a gather round, first come, first served. And if you manage to grab a bar stool, you'll be handed a glass of wine or something stronger, and we'll just talk you through, you know, the explosion of English wine. We'll be talking through how Tom Fahey from the Terrace up in Ventnor is doing a masterclass he's cooking 5 different canapés and pairing it with 5 different glasses of wine.
All right.
Where he can hopefully sort of educate our palates on what
yeah.
we're expecting,
I think,
and how things.
We need educating.
Well, I do like wine, but I tend to sort of go for a certain part of the wine aisle most times when I go in there. Probably like most people, you sort of stand back, try and look intelligent and informed, and then go for the one that's got £2 off.
Yeah, and the one that you actually like. Yeah.
But no, we've got lots going on across the weekend. We've crammed Northwood House as
sounds
much
like it.
Through
yeah.
the entertainment as possible. So
brilliant.
So it's opening. What time of the day is it opening?
So Saturday and Sunday start at 10:30.
Yeah.
Saturday finished at 9:30. We've also got a half price ticket on Saturday, so if you've got things to do with the family, or you might be working Saturday morning, you can buy a ticket at 4 o'clock and come and join us for the last 5 hours.
All right, that's a good idea.
Which is a nice idea. And then Sunday is 10:30 through to under 6:30.
Okay, and what's the dates of this? September the.
This is the 7th and 8th of September, so
right.
it's not the weekend coming. I believe that's Wolverton's.
Yeah,
are gearing up for their annual extravaganza.
Yep.
Where we are the following weekend, so
wow.
keep an eye on the weather forecast.
Yes.
Actually, don't worry about the weather. There's no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of it's in marquees and things, isn't there?
Well, yeah, there's plenty yeah. around, but September's normally quite good for weather.
Usually, yes.
Usually is, yes.
Yeah. So I don't want to tempt fate, but yeah, I've got fingers crossed that we'll have some sunshine, because it's a ropey start to the summer, so we deserve two or three months of being out and doing things.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
great to support all the local traders. We've got lots of shopping as well, from kitchenware to lovely...
Oh, you've got to bring your shopping bag then to put stuff in.
Bring your shopping bag, and
yep.
shopping's always better after a couple of drinks, isn't it?
Always, yes.
Buying a couple of things,
Now, being at Northwood House, if you're coming on the island, you can get a number 1 bus up to there, no problem at all. But if you're listing on the mainland, folks, it's at Northwood House, which is a few minutes from the Red Jet
terminal, yes.
It is, and Red Funnel, got a 20% discount running across that weekend, and hop on the bus. You know, it takes strain off the parking, keeps the roads a bit clearer, and it enables you to have a couple of drinks and not worry about driving home.
Yeah, brilliant.
Excellent. So that's Northwood House, not this weekend, coming next weekend, and details at greatwhitebite.co.uk.
Yes.
That's brilliant. That's spot on.
And okay. how much is it to get in?
It's £11.50 for adults, yep. £5 for kids, and then the evening ticket is £7.50 on the Saturday.
That can't be bad, can it?
Not too much for a whole day's entertainment.
No,
excellent.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Richard. We'll leave you to get on with it. I'm sure you've got a lot of little tiny things that need doing before the actual weekend. And
there's a long list. Glad we can make the technology work.
Indeed. Yes, I'm going to have to look into why it didn't work in the first place now, but never mind. But thank you very much. We wish you luck. We will be there. Maggie and I are coming up probably on the Saturday.
We will.
In the afternoon to come have a look around and maybe do a few interviews.
We might Brilliant. Buy something.
Let's speak about that in a few moments. But thank you again.
Okay then.
Thank you, Richard.
Take care.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.